The federal government will spend almost $170 million next year on sex education programs limited to teaching abstinence from sexual activity. No one reviews these to make sure they're scientifically accurate. A recent congressional report found the most popular abstinence-only programs are giving out false information. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, who's a physician, suggested today it may be time to review these programs. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Just Say No programs now reach millions of young people. Abstinence-only programs teach the only way to prevent pregnancy and disease is not to have sex. Other sex education programs go beyond promoting abstinence. They teach how to avoid pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases by using condoms and other birth control methods. The new congressional staff report came at the request of Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman. He believes sex education should teach more than abstinence to be effective. The staff reviewed 13 popular Just Say No programs that are funded by the federal government. One program teaches that touching another person's genitals can result in pregnancy. One program describes a fetus at 43 days as a thinking person. One program teaches that the virus that causes AIDS can be spread through sweat and tears. The Federal Centers for Disease Control says sweat or tears has never been shown to result in the transmission of HIV. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist appeared on ABC's This Week. Host George Stephanopoulos asked the physician whether he believes that sweat and tears could spread AIDS. Frist said he didn't know. Wait a minute, Stephanopoulos said, and he asked Frist again.
Yeah, no, I can tell you that HIV is not very transmissible as an element, like compared to smallpox, compared to the flu, it is not.
Several minutes later, Stephanopoulos asked Frist a third time.
Do you or do you not believe that tears and sweat can transmit HIV?
It would be very hard. It would be very hard for tears and sweat to. I mean, you can get virus in tears and sweat, but in terms of the degree of infecting somebody, it would be very hard.
Frist did not criticize other errors in the abstinence programs. But when Stephanopoulos asked whether Frist thought the program should be reviewed for accuracy, Frist said yes.
And that's in part our responsibility to make sure that all of these programs are reviewed. But whether it's abstinence or whether it's a condom or whether it is better education on the infectivity of how washing hands in terms of the flu, all of these are public health challenges that we need in terms of better education. Yes, the government has a role. Especially
he said, when the government's funding them. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.